In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, and I read, "Let your moderation or your patient steadfastness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." I want you to note, please, that before you can claim the gift of verse 7, you've got to know the previous verses before. So many times we like to hone in on something we really like, "and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." But what has to go before? Notice this, please. First of all, you've got to have patient steadfastness. The idea there behind that word that's used in the original language is the ability to submit to injustice without hatred. You know, we live in a world filled with injustice, do we not? And yet, as Christians, we are called upon to have patient steadfastness. We're not to go out and try to gain our own. We're to just serve the Lord and be faithful to Him. He'll take care of us in that regard. And then in verse 6 it says, "Be careful for nothing." In other words, don't be careless, but be faithful, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Do you know why so many people today that name the name of Christ lack peace in their family and their life and so forth? They don't have a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't have a connection with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't have a prayer life that is filled with thanksgiving as you let your requests be made known unto God, because there's no connection between themselves and the Father through Jesus Christ. Therefore, what's left? Well, there's no peace. There's no understanding. There's no keeping of the hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so as a result, there's difficulty, there's trial, there's struggle, there are problems that we face because we have no connection with the Father. Now, how can you have a connection with the Father? Well, it's not by doing good acts. It's not by being nice to your neighbor. It's not by being civil and being gentle. The action comes through Christ's work in your heart. And then, through Christ's work in your heart, you now have a connection with the Father. You become the Father's child through Jesus Christ. And now, you can connect with the Father through prayer and supplication and make your requests and your thanksgiving known unto the Father. And, it says, verse 7, "and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In order to have verse 7, you've got to know Jesus Christ. You've got to be connected to Him. You've got to be steadfast. You've got to be careful for nothing. You've got to pray. You've got to seek His face. You must have a connection with the Father in order to enjoy the peace that He wants to bestow in your heart and life. This world is full of individuals who suffer because they have no peace. And what they need to do is be rightly related to the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do I hear an amen? Amen. May we have that today.